councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic process.
Of the globe, but please understand that running a radio program is very expensive. Help us stay on the air by donating via PayPal on our website at www.4acloserlook.com. That's www.4acloserlook.com. Also on the site are featured products that help support the show. So please help keep this critical program on the air by visiting www.4acloserlook.com. That's 4acloserlook.com. Or for those not online, you can always send a donation by mail to P.O. Box 18724, Denver, Colorado 80218. That's P.O. Box 18724, Denver, Colorado 80218. Thank you for your support.
With a lot of active listening to hear A Closer Look every day, and we know you have a life besides the radio show. Well, we don't want you to miss any of the critical information or great resources that are mentioned each day on A Closer Look. That's why we're launching the ACL Report. The ACL Report, a comprehensive overview of the most important information and the best resources from the broadcast each month. Information for subscribers that isn't even available on the Closer Look website. Your subscriptions will guarantee your copy of the ACL Report each and every month. Subscribe today at www.4acloserlook.com. The ACL Report, a citizen's digest that will arm you for the fight. The ACL Report. Subscribe today.
New world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. A new world order.
New world order.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN founders.
It is said that the truth is sometimes stranger than fiction.
A new world order.
New world order.
Keep listening and find out. A Closer Look with Michael Corbin.
Continue with this edition of A Closer Look, and we have a guest coming up with us here in just a moment. I want to give out our web address again, www.philomax.net. That's www.philomax.net. Again, folks, forgive me. I have got a very bad cold. I'm getting over it. I am. My voice is certainly, as you can tell, it's trashed. At least it sounds that way to me. And I know it's kind of squeaky and everything like that. I apologize, but unfortunately, there's not a whole lot I can do about it, right? Anyway, coming up, I've got my guest, William Kennedy, who is a prolific author, has written several books, and we're going to talk to him about Tony Blair. Now, he asked me today, I talked to him today, and he said, you're aware of what Tony Blair has been doing? I said, no. And I was actually kind of surprised to hear that Tony Blair has been doing the things that he's been doing. This is kind of a weird topic, because it has to do with things pertaining to the occult, but it clearly demonstrates how these guys are plugged in all of that. And it's kind of surprising what he's really up to. And with that, I want to bring Bill on the air with us. Good evening, Bill, and thank you for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be back on A Closer Look, Michael. It's my favorite radio show.
Well, thanks, Bill, and I appreciate that. Again, I've got a bad cold, and I know it kind of sounds funny. But let's jump right into it. First of all, for the audience that doesn't know who you are and has never heard you before, let's start by talking about the books you've written and what your angle is.
Okay, I've written two books, Michael. The first is called Lucifer's Law, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
And my second book was called Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium. You
right.
can get both those books at williamhkennedy.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the first book basically deals with the Catholic priest pedophile crisis and about how many of the priests involved in that great crisis were actually Satanists as well as child rapists.
Right.
The second book, Satanic Crime, deals with contemporary Satanism from Aleister Crowley up to Anton LaVey and through the many criminal Satanists that have wreaked havoc upon the United States since the 1960s.
Right, right.
So those are my two books. Now, in Satanic Crime, I also deal with elite Luciferian secret societies, which brings us to our friend Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. He was Prime Minister from 1997 to 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And he has just become a Roman Catholic. His wife, Sherry Blair, is a Catholic, and they sent their children to the Oratory School in London, which was started by Cardinal Newman.
Right.
So he always had ties to the Catholic Church through his wife. Now, what's quite disturbing is Tony Blair is involved with three distinct and quite frightening occult practices. And it's quite stunning what they are. Sherry Blair is, too. First of all, Tony Blair began attending Bilderberg meetings in 1993. The Bilderbergers are a group that was started in the 1950s by the King of the Netherlands, and it involved European nobility and wealthy people from primarily the United States and Europe who meet every year in a secret meeting and discuss their world plans. Now, the Bilderbergers have been attached to Satanism via the serial killer Marc Dutroux, who was sent to prison in the mid-90s for kidnapping women for an elite pedophile ring. This culminated in 1996 when there was such a government cover-up of this pedophile cult,
right,
that there was what was called the White March in Brussels in October of 96, where 350,000 people came out in white shirts to protest the rape of children by elites, and it was hardly covered in the United States. Now, Tony Blair was connected to the Bilderbergs for years in this satanic aspect of it. You know, it's quite clear.
Right.
Now, the other thing the Blairs are involved with that's quite disturbing, they were involved with an occultist named Jack Temple, who passed away in 2004. And Jack Temple was a pendulum diviner. He would predict the future by using a pendulum, and what Sherry Blair would do is she would get nail and hair clippings from Tony Blair. This is while he was Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Okay.
And he would collect them. She would collect them and give them to Jack Temple, and he would make predictions over major world events concerning how the pendulum moved over these clippings.
Right.
And Sherry would relay this to Tony Blair, and Tony Blair would make decisions based on these bizarre pendulum rituals.
Kind of sounds like Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, Nancy Reagan had an astrologer, and Ronald Reagan was a Bohemian Grove member. They were deeply involved in the occult.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite bizarre how these world leaders really, even Nixon was involved in a lot of this stuff.
That would be so.
But to get back to Tony Blair, now the Blairs were involved with Jack Temple till he died, and that was very bizarre. Now, in 2001, the Blairs went to a resort near Cancun, Mexico,
right,
which has a pyramid complex on it, an occult pyramid complex. And they went through a New Age satanic ritual rite there in 2001. And this was a very bizarre practice. They circled the pyramid and they prayed to various Mayan gods, like a sun god and a crab god.
Ooh.
And the final deity they prayed and bowed to was an image of the serpent, which is, of course, a symbol of Lucifer. Now, this, again, was at a pyramid with an all-seeing eye. And then what they did after they paid homage to the serpent, they entered the pyramid, and they smeared each other with kind of a fruit mixture. This is kind of an infernal baptism. And they descended the womb of the pyramid, or the door of the pyramid outside, screaming, and that was their symbolic rebirth. Now, this is the Prime Minister of England who did this. This was reported by the Times of London in December 15th, 2001,
right?
I'm not making this up. Tony and Sherry Blair went through this satanic ritual in Mexico, and what they were doing there is they were just staking their claim and telling the world elite that their ultimate allegiance is to the serpent, or Lucifer, which the serpent is a symbol of. Now, Tony Blair recently converted to Roman Catholicism. As I said, his wife was a Roman Catholic, and currently he's running for the presidency of the European Union.
Now, what's the significance? I mean, I can't imagine, other than he's had a conversion, which I doubt, what would be the significance of him joining the Catholic Church, doing all this nefarious evil stuff that he's involved in?
Well, remember, the Vatican's pretty much been infiltrated by a similar Luciferian society.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So Tony Blair is just aligning himself with them.
Okay.
You know, and what he is doing by having this hand into the Roman Catholic Church, which is the largest and richest organization on earth, it goes to more countries than the UN, it holds one-fourth of the world's gold supply in Europe, and the euro is backed by gold, and the Vatican is the number one gold holder in Europe.
Right.
They really set the economy.
Uh-huh.
So Blair, by uniting with the Roman Catholic Church and becoming EU president, will have, in many ways, much more power than he did when he was the Prime Minister of England.
Right, okay.
And he could make all sorts of deals about how much gold is dumped on the world markets. He could use that as a blackmail attempt against other world leaders. You know, he could threaten to flood the world with the Vatican's gold. He could do all sorts of nasty things to the world economy, being president of the EU and also allied with the greatest holders of gold in Europe, which is the Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah.
So he's vying for this extremely powerful semi-world dictator type position at this moment. And the fact that he went through that Luciferian ceremony in 2001, as I said, he's just stating his claim.
Mm-hmm.
In this Illuminati type international elite Luciferian secret society. And it's strange because if you read the New Testament closely, there's actually going to be a series of antichrists before the final antichrist comes.
Uh-huh.
So other people will kind of warm up the seat for the final figure.
Yeah,
this world dictator, and Tony Blair is moving towards that position.
Okay, Bill, I want you to hold on. I want to play a little soundbite for you, real quick.
Sure.
Get your impression of it. This is from the State of the Union address last night. I noticed that after Nancy Pelosi, introduced the president, there was a very unusual kind of sound coming from the back of the room. I want to get your impression of it, okay? So let me put you on hold and I'll play this, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Okay, Bill, what did you hear there?
I heard some sort of diabolical scream.
Yeah, it was very odd, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a very high-pitched infernal scream.
Now, I'll tell you what. You know, it reminded me of maybe a fraternity, okay? You know, like a fraternity in an auditorium when one of their frat brothers is being introduced. Would you say that it would be reasonable at least to speculate that that sound, that whooping sound, came from a few of his George W. Bush's elite skull and bones frat brothers?
Well, it had that diabolical kind of hum to it.
Yeah.
I would have to say yes.
Yeah, let me...
I would have to say yes.
Let me play it one more time, okay? Hang on.
Sure.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Now, there again, that is a distinct yell from the rest of the cheering and the clapping. As a matter of fact, the yell comes first, and then as you heard, there was a pause, and then, of course, it kind of went into, the applause and the cheering, a different kind of cheering. I thought that was very, very unusual.
Well, it certainly was, Michael, just the sound of it. And as I noted, and I didn't notice this till you just played it, as I said, it was an infernal kind of yelp, a diabolical sort of scream.
Uh-huh.
Specifically, like they either rehearsed doing it, whoever made that. And you notice they kind of preempted the applause. The second the woman stopped speaking, they blurted it out.
Right, exactly. And there's something very, very wrong here. Okay? Now, what I want to do is we've got to take our break. We'll come back. We'll get into some more of it. Because I want you to connect some dots to the audience who may not... I've heard you before. We'll get into why this kind of stuff is significant in politics, okay?
Very good, Mike.
All right. William Kennedy is my guest. We are going to take him coming back from the break. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to A Closer Look. We'll be right back.
Business, you know how important image is to the success of your business. Whether your logo or corporate identity is on a website, on your business card, letterhead, or other printed material that goes to your customer, your printing company is as important to you as your logo. Vindan Print Brokers can help. They have the professional staff to meet and exceed your printing needs without a huge investment. Whatever your needs, from business cards, letterhead, envelopes, forms, newsletters, signs, posters, or even wearables, Vindan can handle it from start to finish. Perhaps you want to create a website for added business exposure. Vindan helps there too. They can make your business life much easier. Your business can also help keep a closer look on the air by assisting Michael in his work at Vindan with your printing needs. A win-win situation. Contact Michael at 303-825-0028, extension 17. Again, 303-825-0028, extension 17 to discuss your needs with Michael. 303-825-0028, extension 17.
New World Order, Global Economy, Sanctuary for Illegal Aliens, National ID Card? These are all things that we've been warned about for years. Today, it's reality. We must rise up and get the information we need to fight off these intrusions to the security of America as we know it. It's not revolutionary, it's American. It's what every responsible citizen should do to protect our freedom. For practical, uncensored, non-politically correct information, tune in to A Closer Look with Michael Corbin, daily right here on this station.
Here at A Closer Look, we continue our vast investigation into affairs from Colorado to the far reaches of the globe. But please, understand that running a radio program is very expensive. Help us stay on the air by donating via PayPal on our website at www.aclosterlook.com. That's www.aclosterlook.com. Also on the site are featured products that help support the show. So please, help keep this critical program on the air by visiting www.foraclosterlook.com. That's the number 4, aclosterlook.com. Or for those not online, you can always send a donation by mail to P.O. Box 18724, Denver, Colorado, 80218. That's P.O. Box 18724, Denver, Colorado, 80218. Thank you for your support.
Are you feeling like a victim of the terrorist generation? Do you feel like everything nowadays seems to be focused on protecting us from the terrorists? Well, it would seem that even those that are supposed to be protecting us from the terrorists have adopted their way of communicating their message. You don't fight terrorism with more terrorists. It's that simple. You fight it with facts and truth. And you happen to be listening to a radio station right now that is dedicated to communicating those facts and truth in a responsible fashion. On this particular program, A Closer Look, you will hear facts and truth on a daily basis. Some of it will even rattle you to action, which is exactly our goal. We want you to act in your local neighborhoods to promote truth and liberty in this constitutional republic. And we want you to insist on equal and constitutional application of the laws of your community. Now, if you need some encouragement, we invite you to tune in daily for A Closer Look with Michael Corbin. You'll get the truth, and you'll learn about the ways things are supposed to be operating in this constitutional republic.
The world's most important radio program.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
Secrecy. Well, it's going to be vital for us to use any means at our disposal to achieve our objective. We're going to have to work sort of the dark side, if you will. We're going to spend time in the shadows and in the intelligence world. A lot of what needs to be done here will have to be done quietly, without any discussion, using sources and methods that are available to our intelligence agencies.
You're listening to A Closer Look, bringing reality into focus.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Your host, Michael Corbin.
And we continue with this edition of A Closer Look, and again, joining me tonight from the East Coast is William Kennedy, who is a prolific author. He's a friend of A Closer Look, been around for quite some time, and we're glad to have him back. Welcome back, Bill, and thank you for coming on the program with me tonight.
Thank you, Michael. I've been coming on this show for about 5 years now.
Yeah,
fairly regularly.
Yeah, I got to know you back when I was syndicated.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
5 years is a long time, and I really love A Closer Look, as I said earlier. Even the production value, I love your bumper music, and I'm on dozens and dozens of shows, and A Closer Look is my favorite.
Well, you're too kind. Thank you. I mean, I really appreciate it. I really do. You know, before we went to the break, we've got just a few minutes before we have to take our news break, and you've agreed to hold over to the next hour, but, you know, kind of what I want to do is, you know, for those people who have joined and don't know who you are, let's talk a little bit about what your angle, you know, we talked about your angle earlier, but, you know, the interesting thing is that I'm not surprised, nor are you surprised, about what Tony Blair might be up to. But, you know, I don't think people understand the significance of this stuff, because, I'm very personally concerned about the trajectory we're on in this country and how we seem to be losing it. We're on the verge of a North American Union. And I don't think people really understand the little tight-knit circle of people. Just because Tony Blair is the Prime Minister of England, and he is a friend of Bush, I know people have likened him to Bush's lapdog. You know, he recently resigned as Prime Minister, and now I'm beginning to understand why. You know, this revelation about his interest in running for, the president of the United Nations. It doesn't surprise me at all. But
the European Union.
I'm sorry, forgive me, the European Union. It doesn't surprise me at all in light of all this other stuff, but we've got this character, this really rot-gut, nasty, evil guy, doing what he's doing, and I don't think people realize how prolific that is in the global elite, the luciferic, if you will, circle of people that are in political power.
All right, Michael, I can sum up my whole political purview quite simply. The world is run by a small group of devil-worshipping freaks.
Right.
Okay? That's the nicest way I can put it. And they operate through three primary organizations. The first is the Skull and Bone Society, which is at Yale University. This is the inner core. This involves people like the two George Bushes, John Kerry, William Buckley, Henry Luce, the founder of Time Magazine, the Dulles, who founded the CIA. They were all members of the secret society. Robert De Niro even made a film about the secret society at Yale. That's very powerful. That's the inner core group. Now, they have another interlocking group called the Bohemian Grove, which is situated in San Francisco, and they have a state, kind of country estate in Northern California, where they world leaders meet every year, mostly men in their 50s, and this includes people like Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Art Linkletter, all sorts of people from entertainment and politics and money power people, Helmut Kohl, people like that. And they are involved in a weird owl-worshipping cult there. They have a neo-pagan group there. Now, the third group that is the interlock of these three interlocking secret societies is the group I mentioned earlier, the Bilderbergers. And there's not too much known about what they do, except that they, as I said, they are tied to Marc Dutroux, who is a notorious serial killer. So basically you have these upper-level Luciferian groups and world leaders involved in all kinds of occultism that the mainstream media does not cover.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, the people of this country do not probably really fully realize who Marc Dutroux was. I mean, you mentioned when you were talking about him that, you know, he was engaged with the elite in raping children. You know, this is the kind of thing I'm talking about that the mainstream media makes sure that they suppress and play down. And again, this is a very serious problem. You know, there's no doubt in my mind, as you know, that these guys engage in this activity in the pursuit of their, if you want to call it a religion, they do this kind of stuff in pursuit of that. But yet, the American people, for the most part, don't even realize that it's going on.
No, it's quite bizarre. When you look at, like, the Bilderberg Group and Marc Dutroux, a high-ranking Brussels policeman named George Marnet, who was part of their secret service, infiltrated this high-ranking group, and he discovered that they were involved in things they called pink ballets and blue ballets. And these were where all these rich people got together and had very bizarre ceremonies. Kind of like in Stanley Kubrick's film Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise. They had very bizarre masquerade occult rituals where children and women were raped and even murdered. And all of this has been backed up by the fact that a judge involved in the Dutroux conviction called for any witnesses to come forward, and some women came forward who were sex slaves for these pink ballets. And they described who was where, when, and they also confirmed various murders. You know, one body that was found, a woman that was murdered at one of these rituals. This woman knew things that only the police knew about this dead body they had found many years before.
Bill,
so this has all been confirmed.
Bill, hold that thought. We've got to take our news break, okay? We'll come back to you right after this, all right?
Very good.
Thank you very much. And again, William Kennedy is my guest. And we'll take the news break. When we come back, we will continue. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to A Closer Look.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Is not and may not be currently used.
That wasn't good enough for Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy.
Torture and illegality have no place in America.
The technique has been used a handful of times on suspected terrorists.
John Edwards says he'll meet with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton before deciding which candidate to endorse. Edwards' decision to quit the race for the White House has reduced the Democratic field down to the two senators. This is IRN.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, grab a pen and get ready to write down a toll-free number. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you.
I really like thinking about inventions, but then what?
Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination, plus material of interest to new inventors.
I've done enough thinking. Now, I'm going to call.
Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-665-1835. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this inventor's information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-665-1835. That's 1-800-665-1835.
A distant third place finish in Florida appears to be the end of Rudy Giuliani's White House campaign. The former New York mayor dropped out of the race today after fighting hard in the Sunshine State and losing. The Republican is expected to put his support behind longtime friend John McCain. Texas authorities have arrested a woman who they say flew to Africa to marry an internet acquaintance, leaving behind eight children in squalid conditions with sparse food and no money. Chanel Mosley is facing child endangerment and abandonment charges. Six of the kids, ranging in age from 1 to 16, were her own. A prosecutor says Mosley's six children, now in foster homes, were starving. He says her older children couldn't recall their own birth dates. Authorities learned of the woman's trip to Nigeria to marry the man after the children were found early this month. She was arrested this week when she arrived back in Houston. For the latest news and analysis,
some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience the Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to A Closer Look.
There are a few successes to report, but the outlook is very, very grim.
Does any situation that we find ourselves in justify the government in suspending our basic constitutional rights?
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberty or democratic progress.
The signal was interrupted. Contact reestablished.
Truth.
The outrageous conspiracy theories.
Reality.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
Scrutinizing history.
I know many Americans feel fear today.
Understanding control.
Just who does the government really perceive as the terrorist?
It's about time to take a closer look. Your host is Michael Corbin.
And we continue to the second hour of the program for tonight. I have a guest with us, William H. Kennedy. We're talking about some off the beaten path topics tonight, but one again that is very relevant to the mess that we find ourselves in today, and that is our political leaders and their strange sexual appetites and the other things that they have about them, and that's what we're going to be continuing with my guest here in just a moment. We can't take calls tonight because our facilities are used, because I have a guest on with us tonight. We can't take calls. But our web address is www.philomax.net, philomax.net. And my guest tonight is William H. Kennedy. Now, Bill is a prolific writer, author. He's done quite a bit. And as he mentioned to you earlier tonight, he's done two books. One is called Lucifer's Lodge, and the other one is called Satanic Panic. Now, I know Bill for 5 years or so, and I'm familiar with the research that he's done. It's all very sound. His books are very well referenced, and we're learning tonight about Tony Blair. Bill, welcome back, and thank you again for being on the program with me tonight.
Very nice to be here, Michael.
Now, let's just do a recap real quick with about Tony Blair, and then I want to get back into what we were talking about why there seems to be these relationships between the politicians.
Well, just in brief, Tony Blair has now become a Roman Catholic, and he's running for the presidency of the European Union. He resigned as Prime Minister of England last year, and he's basically looking for a promotion. He has been involved with three occult-type practices. Number one, he was in the Bilderberg Group, which is a rich elite group that's been tied to the Satanist child molester Marc Dutroux.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he was involved with Jack Temple, he and his wife Sherry, and he did pendulum divining with the Blairs, like fingernails, and they would make decisions about the country based on this occult divination practice by Jack Temple. And the third thing is Sherry and Tony Blair performed an occult ritual in 2001 in Mexico, right near Cancun, where they were involved in a pyramid, Mayan pyramid ceremony, where they paid homage to a serpent and then had a symbolic rebirth, and that was a Luciferian ceremony they actually attended. So when you see that the Blairs are actually involved in occultism, and now Tony's become a Catholic, and that gives him access to the global network of the Catholic Church, which is a huge, rich organization, mm-hmm. and the Catholic Church controls the gold entered in Europe. The euro is based on gold, and the Vatican holds most of the gold in Europe. So the a Catholic president of the EU is extremely more powerful than a prime minister.
Right.
But secretly, Tony Blair is an occultist, as are the people who run the Vatican and most of the people who run the world. They're Luciferians. They're Satanists, in other words.
You know, I find that to be absolutely outrageous, and it is, because, you know, it is very, very true, at least from what I've learned as well. But, you know, the thing is that, again, I don't think people really understand the gravity of this situation and what's going on with it.
Well, it's quite frightening, because when you consider the people at the very top of our political and economic pyramid are involved in satanic-type organizations,
right?
They are turning the human race into a worldly hell. They're trying to turn this planet into as much like hell as they possibly can and get as much wealth and power for themselves.
Yeah. Now, speaking of this ritual that was done in 2001, the Blairs did it.
Right.
Let's talk about, now I know you know a little bit about this, but what happened on January 31st of 2000 when they all amassed out there in the Egyptian desert out there by the giant pyramid? What did they do? Because I know that was a very significant event for the occultists and the people that are in the power elite. I know that we had the Rockefellers were there, the Bushes were there. You know, there were a lot of people there from all over the world that were conducting themselves in a very strange way at the stroke of midnight into January the 1st. I'm sorry, it was January the 1st, 2000, actually.
Right, it was a very bizarre get-together, and they're not sure the details, but again, it was one of these very bizarre proto-Egyptian rituals or... You know, ancient, and ultimately they pay allegiance to some sort of demonic deity, as the Blairs did in Cancun.
Right, right. And, you know, the thing is that it's significant about that is that that was foretold by several people that I knew. I think you also know who I'm talking about.
Malachi Martin.
Right, and that was told, at least I was told, that that was a significant event for the global elite, because it basically, essentially, was in their timetable that they had to perform certain nefarious rituals at that gathering that had to do with where we are today. And I mean, you can almost see how the evil is manifesting in the world.
Oh, definitely so. When you consider that Tony Blair, just a year after that, did this very assertive and provocative ritual in Cancun, which there again was another pyramid ritual.
Right.
Okay. You know, this, and there again, Michael, I want to point out, this was covered by the Times of London.
Okay.
Okay, it's not some internet conspiracy. Mainstream media does cover this. They just put it on the back burner of reporting.
Uh-huh.
You know, Malachi Martin also thought that the Pope John Paul II's big 2000 meeting, where he got, you know, the core of Catholics and people from other religions who shared his vision together, he saw that as another kind of diabolical, I don't know how to put it, herald of the coming age of barbarism, for lack of a better term. So the year 2000 was very, very central to these people, and look how the world has fallen apart since 2000.
Right, I mean, things significantly have changed, and it's not, you know, It's not a surprise to me or to you, I'm sure. But what's really interesting is that I don't think the American people understand the dynamic of what's going on here. First of all, you know, one of the things that is what I would call an earmark of the global order, you know, the New World Order is nothing more than an economic world order. I mean, you hear this all the time coming out of the mouth of the president, just like the State of the Union last night, which I thought was quite pathetic. The thing is that we are now under a system of what is best described as neoliberal economics. This is a system where people, religious or not, doesn't matter, where they are being literally secularized, brought down to a raw materialist level. It is akin to, you know, the Leninist Marxist goal of the global communism. And they don't realize how they are being essentially corrupted, co-opted, and that kind of thing in their everyday lives and what they do. I mean, it's just like, for example, you know, when you talk about our country getting in bad partnerships with a raging communist dictator like Hu Jintao in China, who we know, we very much well know, that, like, for example, a pair of Nike tennis shoes that might be made in China. There might be, if we're lucky, $4 in labor built into each pair of tennis shoes. That $4 worth of labor is extracted in blood, sweat, and tears of the Chinese people who are being forced to make these materials and sell them to the Americans and at the global market, and they're slaves. They're nothing more than slaves. And when they've outlived their usefulness, they're murdered. When you start participating in these kinds of systems, it becomes quite obvious that there's something terribly wrong here, and there is something terribly wrong here.
Oh, definitely so, especially in the case of China, where, you know, it is overt slave labor. PBS did a big documentary on it a couple of years ago. I mean, people are forced to work sometimes 24 hours a day.
Right.
Straight. By the way, Michael, all my products on WilliamHKennedy.com are made in the United States.
Okay.
I really want to say that. I would never outsource to a foreign country like China with the way they treat people.
Yeah, well, of course.
You know, Catholics and Christians, never mind workers. They're terrible, the people there. And for our government to be in bed with them is a horrible, horrible thing. We shouldn't even be borrowing money from people like that.
No, we shouldn't have any kind of relationship with countries like that. But yet,
as little as possible.
Right. And yet, the way it goes, it seems that every time you turn around, somebody's making a deal with a dictator.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Consider that Tweed Roosevelt, who is a descendant of Theodore Roosevelt and a Bohemian Grove member,
right.
He just took a few years back a huge portion of the Roosevelt wealth and dumped it into China.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, I mean, just like knowing full well that they use slave labor there. He didn't care. The first chance he got to move the Roosevelt money out of this country, he did it in a hair's breadth.
Right,
he didn't hesitate or care. They had a big party for it, and his sister is like the protocol chief at the White House or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these people are all in cahoots together, and they don't care. So long as they make more money, they have no interest in any particular country. They don't think like that. They think globally. Where's the next? Who can we exploit next?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And I find it interesting that the American public has become so morally bankrupt that they allow this kind of thing to go on in the name of economic development.
Oh, I mean, look at this whole subprime mortgage scandal, which is just, you know, driving people out of their houses. That never should have happened either. But this is part of the greater managed chaos that these people on top use to confuse us. Now, here in the United States, they give us a lot of baubles. No, they give us toys and things to distract us.
Right, sure.
But what they're doing now is they're even taking those away. With, you know, look at the Katrina survivors and look at these subprime mortgage things. They're even ripping that apart. And what people don't realize, their comfortable lifestyle might not be there in 5 years or 10 years.
Uh-huh.
You know? Look at, there are 10 cities popping up in California. People have been put out of their homes like the Great Depression. It's unbelievable. And, again, this is all by design. You know, Donald Trump said we'll feel worse depression. Well, that's because the people on top make it that way. They're trying to turn this world into a living hell.
Of course. They want, they want indentured slaves like us, and they want to reduce the population. I mean, you know, what is your take on the global flatulence issue? I call it global flatulence, obviously, but you know what I think about it. What's your take on it?
Well, you know, it's very bizarre because, as you say, as I said earlier, the people on top really don't care. There's 6 billion people on this planet, and 4 billion don't have enough proper food or medical care and barely subsist. Of the 2 billion of us that are left, we're being increasingly enslaved by this very small minority that's on the top. And that's really hard for people to understand. And, you know, those people that lost their homes in California and live in tents, they understand now.
Sure.
You know, that the people on top are not on their side. They know that now. They don't have to be told. But, you know, there's still a chance that if we unite properly, we can stop these things.
You betcha. Bill, hold that thought. We got to take this break, okay? We'll come back. We'll continue, all right?
Right. Very good.
William H. Kennedy is my guest. Go check out his website at WilliamHKennedy.com. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we'll continue. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to A Closer Look.
a business, you know how important image is to the success of your business. Whether your logo or corporate identity is on a website, on your business card, letterhead, or other printed material that goes to your customer, your printing company is as important to you as your logo. Vindan Print Brokers can help. They have the professional staff to meet and exceed your printing needs without a huge investment. Whatever your needs, from business cards, letterhead, envelopes, forms, newsletters, signs, posters, or even wearables, Vindan can handle it from start to finish. Perhaps you want to create a website for added business exposure. Vindan helps there too. They can make your business life much easier. Your business can also help keep a closer look on the air by assisting Michael in his work at Vindan with your printing needs. A win-win situation. Contact Michael at 303-825-0028, extension 17. Again, 303-825-0028, extension 17 to discuss your needs with Michael. 303-825-0028, extension 17.
Global economy, sanctuary for illegal aliens, national ID cards. These are all things that we've been warned about for years. Today, it's reality. We must rise up and get the information we need to fight off these intrusions to the security of America as we know it. It's not revolutionary, it's American. It's what every responsible citizen should do to protect our freedoms. For practical, uncensored, non-politically correct information, tune in to A Closer Look with Michael Corbett, daily right here on this station.
Here at A Closer Look, we continue our vast investigation into affairs from Colorado to the far reaches of the globe. But please, understand that running a radio program is very expensive. Help us stay on the air by donating via PayPal on our website at www.aclosereclook.com. That's www.aclosereclook.com. Also on the site are featured products that help support the show. So please, help keep this critical program on the air by visiting www.foraclosereclook.com. That's the number four, aclosereclook.com. Or for those not online, you can always send a donation by mail to P.O. Box 18724, Denver, Colorado, 80218. That's P.O. Box 18724, Denver, Colorado, 80218. Thank you for your support.
Feeling like a victim of the terrorist generation? Do you feel like everything nowadays seems to be focused on protecting us from the terrorists? Well, it would seem that even those that are supposed to be protecting us from the terrorists have adopted their way of communicating their message. You don't fight terrorism with more terrorists. It's that simple. You fight it with facts and truth. And you happen to be listening to a radio station right now that is dedicated to communicating those facts and truth in a responsible fashion. On this particular program, A Closer Look, you will hear facts and truth on a daily basis. Some of it will even rattle you to action, which is exactly our goal. We want you to act in your local neighborhoods to promote truth and liberty in this constitutional republic. And we want you to insist on equal and constitutional application of the laws of your community. Now, if you need some encouragement, we invite you to tune in daily for A Closer Look with Michael Corbett. You'll get the truth, and you'll learn about the ways things are supposed to be operating in this constitutional republic.
It's a remarkable experience. It's hard to describe.
I feel good.
I'm not such a good poet.
I knew that I wouldn't.
Could have said that better myself.
So good. So good. I got to hear.
My spirits were lifted.
I feel nice.
It's really important to be able to laugh in this job.
I feel the inspired.
Nuclear liberation.
I feel nice.
Let me put it to you this way.
I feel the response.
I believe in bipartisanship.
So nice.
I love America because it's full of Americans.
The world's most important radio program, A Closer Look.
When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong.
And we can
A Closer Look. Again, our web address is www.philomax.net. That's www.philomax.net. And we are continuing with my guest, William Kennedy. And William, welcome back. And let's pick up where we left off there.
Well, just as I was saying, the world is controlled by this very small elite really don't care very much how the rest of us will live. They just want more money for themselves. They're not nationalists. They're not of any country. They're globalists. They're on the top of our political and economic pyramid. The vast majority of them are involved in satanic and occult rituals, and they are in league with each other against the billions of other people on this planet. Until people become aware of this, they will gain more and more power and take more and more of our civil and economic liberties away from us.
What is significant? Let me ask you this, too. I was asking you what your thinking is on global warming. Let me ask you this. What is your take on it?
Global warming, to be honest, Brad Steiger wrote a book called A Roadmap of Time in 1975.
Uh-huh.
And he basically predicted everything that's happening now with the weather. Now, he sees this as part of a normal weather cycle, and pollution might have a little bit to do with the problems that are out there, but not to the huge extent that the environmentalists like Al Gore and people like that are saying. We're in a weather change, and that happens to this planet, but it's not necessarily from all this pollution that's out there. And I suspect there might even be some weather manipulation on the part of the government. William Cohen, the former Secretary of Defense in the United States, said that weather warfare was possible. He said this in the 90s. So I think we're seeing a combination of things, some natural weather changes combined with some induced weather changes.
Well, the reason I ask that is because I see a pattern that's emerging here. There's three particular issues that are at stake. They're being ramped up now, scaring the heck out of the people in the world. One of them, of course, is population. And you've got these people that are carrying on about the population of the planet. You're talking about the health of the planet. And you're talking also about, this global warming, peak oil, shortages, if you will. Okay? My take on it is, Bill, that based upon what we've learned about these people and their goals and what they really want to do, like the Elberton, Georgia stone monuments that talk about depopulating the planet from 6 million to 500 million by the year 2025, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a manifestation of a Hitlerian kind of tactic to get people so wound up and there that the genocide that will be coming down the pike, and I mean, I've heard people actually say this, the genocide that will be coming down the pike, eliminating whole third world populations will be nothing to them. And I kind of think that this is partly entwined in what we are talking about tonight.
Oh, definitely so. This is all mixed in together. The same people who erected those stones in Georgia are the same people I'm talking about. It's the same elite group.
Sure.
And they have a very deranged plan for the world. As you said, it's to primarily wipe out the third world and have a minion of about 500 million people that serve their needs.
Yeah.
Now, when I say this small group, I'm talking maybe a 200 people top.
Right.
At the top of this pyramid when you consider everything. And they also have kind of an outer core of people who aren't as aware of the diabolical rituals, and they may be a couple hundred more. But they're under the control of this, one or 200 people that are at the very tip of this pyramid. And I suspect they have some secret internal government. That, I've never been invited to any of these meetings, so I don't know exactly what they do.
Yeah.
But they're at the top, and they want to wipe us out, and they want to turn this world into a living hell. We're already in a one-world economy. Now we got people like Tony Blair trying to get on top of it as quickly as possible.
Absolutely.
To keep the seat warm for, someone even worse.
Right. Well, give out your web address. We're out of time, and I want to thank you for coming on the air. Give out your web address, how people can get a hold of you and then contact you about your material.
It's quite simple. WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com. It's great to be on A Closer Look, my favorite radio show.
Bill, thank you so much. We'll be in touch, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, have a good night. Thank you. Okay, folks, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we will continue. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to A Closer Look.